Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So hot.
What is happening, guys? Welcome to the Dynasty War Zone, the People's Dynasty Podcast. On today's show, we're going to do a little Would You Rather, and what we're going to be with Would You Rather, a 2023 rookie or a 2024 rookie. We're going to decide, but I would rather not have a better co-host than the co-host I've always had. You know him better as the man of the hour and the man with the power, Jerry Sinclair, buddy. Great topic tonight. Super excited. How the hell are you?
Randy, I am absolutely wonderful, but I have just had my absolute mind blown by you, because you and all of the player profile at Goonies that we have on the network are going to Detroit for the draft as absolute degenerates who love football and love this game do. And, you know, I assume you said you were going to stay on a lake house. You know, Michigan has more lakes than any other state on the planet. Suck it, Minnesota.
Minnesota would like a word.
They can land 10,000 lakes all they want. Guess who's got more? The Murder Mitten, baby. And so I figured, you know, I would know where you guys were staying. You know, I'm from that area. Randy, you just told me the town that you are staying in, and it's legitimately the place I went to high school. And I did not stay in a big city. You know, this is, I mean, we had 300 kids in our graduating class. The town is probably like 3,000 or 4,000 people, but it's like 45 minutes away from Detroit. So I was not ready for you to say that. And on top of that, and I'm not going to say the name because, you know, you guys are famous. I don't want the area to be flooded with paparazzi for obvious reasons. You leave Jenna out of this, for the record, Mr. Plummer. Not only are you staying in the town that I grew up in, legitimately the road where I lived up until I was in elementary school. Unbelievable. I literally almost pooped a brick when you said those words. But I'm good. I would say I hope you're excited to go, but you'll literally be in my stomping grounds. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks for me are just absolutely loaded. I've got stuff to do like every single day. This is I'm no longer in retail. I was in retail for a long time. So, you know, obviously Black Friday. The industry I'm in now, this is currently our holiday season. So super busy at work. We let both my boss and my boss's boss go. So I'm doing extra there, but I'm looking forward to the getaway. I'm looking forward to the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with the guys from Player Profiler, because my wife is my wife likes to say you're meeting your internet friends, but Jerry's my one internet friend that has met my wife.
That's true.
Met her last summer at a baseball tournament. So,
but you know, if she's ever watched us on YouTube, she knew both. She has you. Not. Both you, well, good for her. That's probably a smart idea for her. But if she had, she would know that all you, her, and your son Vinny could pummel me into the dirt because you guys are built different. So she had nothing to worry about. She saw my little spaghetti noodle arms. She heard my punchable voice, and she knew I was no threat.
No, you're the man of the hour. You're the people's pick. We love you. We love you. And we love Underdog. So let's take our one commercial break and hear from Underdog.
This episode brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has been sponsoring Player Profiler and everything we're doing here since 2020. Sign up. Use promo code UNDERWORLD for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. 100% instant deposit match up to $100. And you're like, oh, well, you know, everyone's on Underdog. Not true. There's plenty of people in this audience that have not yet tried out Underdog, and it's time. They're adding more sports. They're adding more contests. Like when we're heading into NFL draft season, there's the rookies and sophomores game. When you think about way too early fantasy football, that's what Underdog is. When you think about best ball, that's what Underdog is. And if you can pick players at the end of an Underdog fantasy best ball draft that are under roster, that few people are picking at all, and that guy, like Kyren Williams, hits, you will likely experience positive returns. All you need is that one guy at the end who no one else is rostering, and the way to find that guy is to listen to us. UnderdogFantasy.com. The promo code is UNDERWORLD. 100% deposit match up to $100 with promo code UNDERWORLD. Underdog makes everything we do possible.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There you go. And I like the way that Matt says it. Not everybody has played on Underdog. But if you like apps, it's better than Sleeper. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to try to ruffle the feathers of the audience. But if you like app-based fantasy, give Underdog a try. So, Jerry, speaking of apps and things that tie to fantasy, are you familiar with the brand Keep Trade Cut?
Yeah.
Now, I am not a big keep, trade, cut guy. I think it's lazy. You get a lot of that in both seasonal and redraft. Not a big keep, trade, cut guy. Not the brand, like just the premise. It's like Mary Gill. You know, we've all, you know, experienced that question at one point, usually with like the Golden Girls. Oh, wait a minute. I'm the only one who had to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But anyway, keep, trade, cut. Keep, trade, cut. Is an app. It's a trade app. It's not as good as the Dynasty Trade Calculator or the trade calculator you find in Dynasty Deluxe from Player Profiler, but it's a thing. It's a thing, Jerry. Are you good with that?
Yep.
And they didn't actually tweet this. The Dynasty Grill did, but he tweeted that. So last week they were like, yep, we did it. CJ Stroud 101. No. Quarterback one. And as the kids would say, they got ratioed.
Yeah.
They absolutely got destroyed in this tweet. And literally within, I'm going to say no more than 72 hours, I think it was in like closer to 24, they put Patrick Mahomes back as the QB1, Josh Allen as the QB2, then CJ Stroud. So Jerry, two-parter. A, what do you think about the knuckleheadedness of making CJ Stroud the QB1 and then kowtowing and bending the knee to the internet Twitter horde and move him back?
I'm not going to be mad at somebody for moving him back. You were wrong. You know what you do when you say dipshittery and you realize that it was not smart? You should change it. You should not double down and just stick with your gut. going with him one is wild. I mean, you need that rushing upside. And yes, hype. Oh my God, CJ Stroud's got all the hype in the world. No. In no way, shape, or form is he QB1.
Yeah.
He is a solidified QB1. And this helps sort of secure him from having that sophomore slump with all the talent that's there. And he showed everything that you want to see, and you are excited, and he is a cornerstone piece of a Superflex roster. He's never going to finish as QB1.
Ever. And the reason why, for me, he's not going to finish as a QB1 is the rushing floor. Now, I did move him up. I mean, he had a great rookie season. The addition of Stephon Diggs, they re-signed Dalton Schultz. I mean, whether you like Joe Mixon or not, that's just, they're just continue to invest in the offense around him. But without that rushing touchdown, like, you know, I got 15 rushing touchdowns out of both Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts last year. And then Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick freaking Mahomes. True. So for me, I don't think I'm out of pocket. I don't think I'm out of line having him fourth. Because for me, it's Allen, then Mahomes, then Hurts, then Stroud. I don't think I'm out of pocket at all. I think I'm being very reasonable there. But what I don't mind as much, like, I kind of agree with you, is like bending the knee and being like, you know what? We got it. We got it wrong. We got it wrong. We're going to correct this. But remember, and this is not just so much about keep, trade, cut. There are a lot of people out there that just want to be first. I'd rather be right. I'd rather get it right than get it first, Jerry.
But did you know that when the Cleveland Browns added Odell Beckham Jr., Baker Mayfield was QB2 overall? We see this all the time. This happens. I mean, get some offseason in us. We're degenerates. Said it earlier. I am. I know that. I know all of you are, because it's April 14th and you're listening to a podcast on Dynasty. So we want to consume every single thing that we possibly can. And, you know, when something builds that much hype, you know, we can drink it down. We can drink that Kool-Aid down. But no, absolutely not. At some point, you got to just chill. Take a step back. Look at it from a macro. You know, take a breath. You got to chill. You know, sometimes you get worked up at work. You know, you're fighting with somebody. You're fighting with your significant other. You don't want to say some shit you don't mean. Stop. Take a breath. Hold it at the top. Exhale slow. That's the CJ Stroud thing. We all just needed to breathe.
I never thought Jerry would be the voice of reason on this show, but yet here we are. We did Q&A last week, but John's in the chat, and he's got a good question related to rookies. John wants to know, how early will Xavier Worthy go in dynasty drafts and for me in startups, not rookie drafts, but in startups, looking at his ADP on Player Profiler, he's going to be somewhere around the 7-8 turn. I don't think that's a bad spot in Superflex tight end premium, because you're going to be picking up, you know, you're going to have a couple of quarterbacks by then. You have a running back, and then you're not relying on him. But if you want him, I would say you're probably going to have to go the back end of the 7th round or right at the top of the 8th. I think you'll start getting into guys, and I'm just going off the guys that are in that window near him. Guys like Jahan Dotson, Cortland Sutton, those type of guys. I think I would much rather have Xavier Worthy, even sight unseen.
Me too. I was totally ready for you to start naming names and be like, I'll take every single one of them over Xavier Worthy, but absolutely hell no.
Looking in like the wide receiver 50 overall range, which is not bad. I mean, you start going through the, and this is why you get Dynasty Deluxe, so you can go through the Dynasty rankings and you can be like, oh, hey, this is where I get my guy. But I do want to ask you, so that was good people, bad tweets. I don't want to get out of order. Of course, Dana White, in honor of UFC 300 last night. Dana, what do you got for us?
You know how fucking stupid you have to be to even think something like that, let alone say it publicly and act like you're fucking serious.
Yep, that's what anyone who ranks CJ Stroud that high is going to get. Again, love the talent, love the weapons around him. Do not love the lack of a rushing floor. And I know people are worried about Josh Allen and wide receivers, but that's just crazy. Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, so Rashee Rice came out, I think it was 8 counts. And if you're not following Drew Davenport on Twitter, Drew is a great follow. He is an attorney by trade. Went to IU. Huh?
Poker player, too.
Poker player, too. There's a lot of things on Drew's resume that he has in common with Jerry and myself and you guys. And so Drew's a good follow, but he's an attorney, and he breaks this stuff down. I've also listened to some other podcasts. I don't think Rashee Rice is really going to get more than 6 games. And I don't think it matters to me one way or the other for Dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, if he does get 6 games, I hate that. Like,
it's a severe hamstring in training camp.
But like, I keep saying this every time we talk about Rashee Rice. Like, is he good enough for me to deal with this nonsense? No. Like, he's not. Like, he's good. Do I think he's going to grow into a wide receiver one? Like, what do I put that percentage at?
I mean,
12% chance.
So 1 out of 8 times he becomes a wide receiver one.
Yeah. And that's if they don't add talent. I mean, if they take a guy at the back end of the first, it's probably a better prospect than Rashee Rice is.
Is this because you're pro Marquise Brown?
I mean, I am pro Marquise Brown, but I also don't think Marquise Brown is he's an animal. I think he can get 1,000 yards and or 1,100 maybe, and he can get 5 or 6 touchdowns. But Rashee Rice legitimately had nobody that was worth a damn. Like in comparison to other NFL wide receivers, not in comparison to me. But like, Sky Moore has never done anything. Like Kadarius Toney never done anything. Ever. I mean, he was the guy. Travis Kelce, don't get me wrong. But Marquise Brown is exponentially more competition than he's ever dealt with. And if they draft another person on top of that, on top of the fact that he's getting a 6-game suspension or whatever he gets, whatever suspension he gets, it's like, is the juice worth the squeeze? I don't really think it is.
Well, I think if you look at his downward, if you look at his season in totality, like his game log, you're fine. But what I'm hoping to get is the guy who, after their week 10 bye, had 4 receptions, 8 receptions, 8 receptions, 7 receptions, 9 receptions, 6 receptions, 5 receptions.
Which
Travis
is unbelievable.
Kelce's not getting any younger. And
but
again,
still got a meaty man stick that just steals eyes from Patrick Mahomes.
If I can get Rashee Rice for any second, any 203. I'll go 203 or that's later fine. For Rashee Rice.
I'm fine with that because I can burn the 204 and I don't care.
All right. Well, I don't burn draft picks, Jerry. All right. Let's talk about Brandon Ayuk. He did the most pro football player and a pro athlete in general, really, when they've not gotten the contract. They clear their social media of all remnants of the team. And then he doubled down by allegedly demanding a trade. Then his agent came out and said that's not true. We won't talk about whether or not he will get traded, but what would be your ideal landing spot for Brandon Ayuk?
Exactly where he's at.
So there's not a better spot like in the NFL?
Of course there are better spots in the NFL. There's not better realistic spots in the NFL.
What about L.A. with the Chargers? I can't see him giving up 105 to get him. But can they give up, I don't know, what would that be, the 37th, 38th overall pick? And maybe
Why would San Francisco do that?
Because they can't afford to pay him. That's the problem, is that they're getting into this, like, because like they're a team like that bill's coming due. Like the way the Saints have done the cap for years, and they've just pushed it down the road. Not only have the Niners been doing that, but they've been getting away with a dirt cheap quarterback. And after this year, if Brock Purdy gets them to the divisional round of the playoffs, he's going to want the bag. he is going to want his, you know, and I don't blame him. He's a guy who's been making last overall pick money, not first overall, last overall pick for the last 3 years. He's going to want the money, and nor do I blame him. So I don't think he gets traded. I think they're going to keep him for one more year, and then I think that he'll be a free agent next year. I just wanted to ask you because it was on social media. And then last thing of the veteran market, and we'll get into some dynasty rookie would you rather. T. Higgins, it came out today. It was on ESPN. T. Higgins will be in Cincinnati and will play in Cincinnati in 2024, meaning that the likelihood of a trade for him to go to another team is very unlikely. I think he's going to take that one-year, $20-plus million deal, play alongside Ja'Marr Chase, and go get paid next offseason. So that being said, what are you doing with Higgins in Dynasty?
Selling him probably the second time he has one of his good games. Just because, I think T. Higgins is very good. But when he leaves and he's going to get paid a shitload, I don't think he's going to end up in a conducive situation. It's definitely going to be worse than being matched up with Joe Burrow. So if it's like Calvin Ridley. Like, yeah, you got paid. I don't want any part of him. And I think it's going to be the same sort of thing.
For me, I've never been on him. Like, I've always thought he was overvalued in the dynasty community. And I like T. Higgins.
I agree.
But he's always been overvalued. And, like, for a guy in that situation, I'd rather have Brandon Ayuk, who's the wide receiver two on his team, kind of. I'd rather have Jalen Waddle. I'd rather have Devonta Smith. Agreed. There's a lot of other guys in the same situation as T. Higgins that I would rather have than T. Higgins, but people love T. Higgins. And
dude's very good, and he could absolutely, in the right situation, be a dog that everybody thinks he can be. I just don't think that is likely. Yes, if he went to Kansas City, oh my God, it would just
trading him in the conference. When you can move him to the Giants.
That's what I mean. Does that make you super excited? No, absolutely. Like you're fine because he could be the guy, but oh, maybe Daniel Jones or whoever the hell else I got to deal with. No, I'm good.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up. I like to stay topical, you know, mix in some non-rookie talk. I love rookies. Super excited. I'll have my first rookie draft 2 weeks from tonight. In the Ultimate Dynasty Podcasters League, we always draft the Sunday after the NFL draft. Super excited. And then Neil, our admin over at our Patreon, patreon.com/DynastyWarzone, he'll just start cycling them. And it's great. I got to slow him down. You know, got to savor it a little bit. You know, you don't get like it. Like, I get if you go to McDonald's and like you're on lunch and you want to wolf down a cheeseburger, that's fine. That's totally fine. But something as good as a steak, which is your rookie draft, let's make those last. Let's savor every bite. Let's savor every rookie draft.
With A1 sauce, of course.
Well, if everybody does their thing, but like, let's get to like the minimum of like the 306 or the 312 before we turn on the next one. I think that's fair. That seems reasonable. And if you want to get into Patreon League, check out patreon.com/DynastyWarzone. You get that. You get the group chat. You get to hang out with all the great people, and we can help you with your dynasty roster. So again, it's cheap. It's $5 a month. It does some things around for us. But anyway, let's get into some rookie would you rather. I love this game. We have a guest next week. Nino Brown should be back. So guest season will return. And then that second Sunday, the 28th, the last Sunday of the month, I'll be back from the draft. And we'll be talking, we'll be doing a newer mock draft with more information. So a big month. Thank you for sticking with us and checking out Player Profile. So, Jerry, I'm going to give you these, and I made these spicy for you. All right. You used to work at like a burrito shop, right? You worked at Moe's. So when you worked at Moe's many, many years ago, what kind of sauce did you get? Did you get the hot sauce? Were you mild? What was your level of heat?
I am a petulant child. Mild, my friend. The only thing I like that's spicy is chicken wings. I don't know what it is.
Oh, I thought you were going to say mayonnaise.
No, stop it. I actually don't even like mayonnaise. That stuff's gross. I can have a little bit, but no.
Oh, I like the look of absolute horror and fear of the Chipotle worker's face when they ask me what kind of sauce. I'm like, extra hot, extra of it. And I look them dead in the eye as I say it. Love it spicy. I'll explain some of these as we go, but I really was trying to get apples to apples comparisons to do this. So we got 13 of these. Really, that's the first round of your Superflex tight end premium, and then like maybe one other. So we'll just go right off the rip. We already mentioned CJ Stroud, but would you rather have CJ Stroud or Caleb Williams?
CJ Stroud. I mean, I know what I'm getting.
That easy?
Yeah, it's that easy. I mean, he's a bear. And yes, Keenan Allen's very good. Keenan Allen's like 34. I mean, DJ Moore is good. We saw finally that sort of come to fruition last year. Like he's in a good situation. It's just with CJ Stroud gets to play in a dome. CJ Stroud has been successful since the rip. We don't know if Caleb Williams is going to do that. He added Stephon Diggs on top of that. Tank Dell is healthy on top of that. Nico Collins emerged. They added Joe Mixon. Like the situation, the Bears have a good situation too. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the same as Houston. And one gets to play in a dome for their home games. The other has to play with the winds of Lake Michigan blowing so hard that it hurts when you breathe. Then it stings when the ball hits you. So, I'm going to take CJ.
You are damn lucky to have either. 100%. I because I know Caleb, and both of these guys are mobile. Please don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not comparing Matt Ryan's mobility to Phillip Rivers, right? I'm not comparing that mobility. These guys move. I mean, these guys can get out of the pocket. They can move around. But when I say they don't run like Josh Allen. They don't run like Lamar. They don't. You're not getting that 500 to 800 yards rushing and double digit touchdowns. It's just not in the cards.
No, you may get 212 if you're lucky.
But 4,000 yards in the case of CJ Stroud, like 4,500 yards. He threw 23 touchdowns last year. I would not be shocked if he added 50% to that number. He could get up like into the mid 30s. I think that's a good number. I had a coworker say, you know, he could get to 45. I'm like, oh, he's only going to double last year. It's like he does have a defensive-minded head coach. He does play in a bad division. They could easily be blowing teams out. That's a little thing, but both of these guys are great. I do agree. And if I have to pick one, I'm leaning to Stroud because you mentioned the weather. If I got CJ Stroud and you're always coming down the back half of December now into January with the extra week, right? Mm-hmm. And you got CJ Stroud, you mentioned in a dome. He plays Indianapolis in a dome. He plays Tennessee. That's mild weather. And then you go to Jacksonville. That's good weather. So coming down the stretch, the likelihood of CJ Stroud having to play in really bad weather is a lot less likely than a guy who might have to play in Soldier Field or Lambeau. Luckily, the Vikes and the Lions have domes. But if you're looking for a nit to pick, I'm going to take and I've seen him do it. So that's that was a good one. You ready for another good one?
Well, let's find out.
This might be
I'll
the
be
toughest
the judge of that. Sir.
This might be the toughest one for you, buddy. We're going to go Jaden Daniels, and it came out today. Adam Schefter said on a podcast. He's like, it's not official, but I would say it's safe for Commanders fans to get their Jaden Daniels jerseys. So Jaden Daniels or Anthony Richardson of my Colts?
You know, I don't super believe in either of them. But if I'm going to take anybody, I think I'm just going to double down, and I'm going to go with the guy with the dome. And I'm going to go with the guy that I know has a wide receiver one in Michael Pittman. So I will take Anthony Richardson. I also, I don't know. I have been very pro Jaden Daniels in this whole Superflex draft thing. the little guy thing does sort of hurt me. And you've been in college for a real long time because of COVID and everything else. Unbelievable season. Wins the Heisman. I get it. It's funny because I would say that Anthony Richardson is less likely to get hurt, but we literally just watched him get hurt. So
twice.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's tough. I think that's close. I think they're probably valued pretty close to most people. And I think you're just picking and choosing. In truth, though, I don't think I would want to rely on either of them. Like, if I have a good team and I can just pop one in and I can just chill, like if I traded for the 103 or something and I end up with him, or the 104, like I'm cool to have him just chilling, but I don't know if I want to rely on either of them, if I'm being honest with you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go Anthony Richardson simply because he's got Shane Steichen, and I love Terry McLaurin. I like Jahan Dotson. I'm not so sure how much I trust Cliff Kingsbury. His offense has always seemed to start off good, and then the league catches up very quickly, and he doesn't adjust well. That's a very inept franchise, but it's a new franchise, so I'm not holding previous sins against the new ownership, against the new GM. I like Adam Peters, and I think that was the rationale behind taking Jaden Daniels, is that Peters was in San Francisco when they took Trey Lance. I'm not, as much as I am not on Jaden Daniels, I'm not putting that evil on him. But this one's pretty simple for me. It's Anthony Richardson because I've got the guarantee of a dome, and I've got Shane Steichen. And I've seen Shane Steichen when his quarterback stays healthy, whether it was Justin Herbert or Jalen Hurts. And I think he got a really good season out of Gardner Minshew, to be real honest, last year. So I'll just take Anthony Richardson because I know what to expect from the play calling. This one right here is probably the weirdest one, but I was trying to – I probably should have went Drake May and Will Levis, but I went Drake May or Bryce Young.
Yeah, this is the hardest one for me. Because there's a part of me that wants to ignore a little bit of what I saw last year from Bryce Young and just know that rookie struggles can happen. He got thrown in right away. It was a putrid-ass team. But also, there's a bunch of Drake May that could absolutely do the exact same thing this year. I think... What are we going to go with, Jerry? Flip a coin in your head. I think I'm going to stick with Bryce Young. I think I'm going to keep my run of last year's guys. And the shame and the agony and the anger in Randy's heart right there.
No, I'm going Drake May. The Player Profiler rookie guide just came out. I wrote up Drake May. Drake May's is a Memphis special. I've been doing this for a long time. It's why I was on Josh Allen. It was why I was on Justin Herbert. And in fairness, you don't always get them right. I was also on Daniel Jones, but he's had flashes, and I'm on Jordan Love. That's what I see with Drake May. Now, will I be as excited if he goes to New England? No. But the reason why I'm not on Bryce Young is that, like, Bryce Young, if he hits, is a nice Honda Accord.
Yeah.
Gonna get you to work, gonna get you to the grocery store, gonna take the kids to school, but that's the peak. A newer-ish Honda Accord. Now, Drake May could be a Lamborghini. He could also be a 1972 Pinto that's on fire on the side of the road. The range of outcomes is so great with this kid, but I really like Drake May. I like the speed. I like the wheels. I've never liked the size of Bryce Young. The only thing that I say
is Deontay Johnson makes me feel, I mean, it helps, but also is Deontay Johnson like an absolute game changer that is going to reshape, you know, NFL secondaries? No. So
I think they're a year away from getting that game changer. And like, yeah. I said, I do like Dave Canellis, the new head coach. Again, same thing I mentioned, Shane Steichen and some of these guys. I'm just going to take the upside of May. Like I said, I think the upside of Bryce Young is peak Derek Carr. And that's not bad. That could be QB10.
Yeah, that hurts.
But that hurts. If Drake May hits, Drake May could be a Josh Allen type. Because he runs like a 4.55. He's a big, strong athlete. He's got the intangible. So I'm going to take the athleticism and the size of Drake May. And then I probably should have done Will Levis and Drake May, but I wasn't going to make me have to choose between Drake May and Will Levis. So J.J. McCarthy, speaking of Michigan, J.J. McCarthy or Will Levis?
J.J. There's a chance that J.J. ends up as a Minnesota Viking, and I'll have to take him. Here's the thing. J.J. McCarthy just has not had the quantity that we want to see from our quarterbacks, but the quality has very much been there, and I don't think that's refutable. The dude made his offense look boring, and this is Jim Harbaugh too. The offense didn't do anything extremely explosive. Like there was no unbelievable athletes on the outside making plays. Like they have Colson Loveland, the tight end, who's going to, you know, we'll be talking about him next rookie season for tight end premium drafts. But JJ made some wicked throws. Now, some of them will turn into mistakes in the NFL. Like the unbelievable throw he had against Ohio State this year, 95 out of 100 times it's getting intercepted in the league, but it was unbelievable. And just the ability to have faith and to huck it down there. Good. I don't believe in Will Levis. Now, we saw him get an opportunity, and his first opportunity was unbelievable. And then
it was a
bunch of mud butt. Just a night of drinking Natural Light, and then you trust a fart too much that next day. And that's what I saw out of him.
Did you feel similarly about Jordan Love the first few times you saw him on an NFL field?
Yeah, I am also not sold that Jordan Love is going to improve, and Jordan Love needs to improve to get to the hype where he is currently at.
I know the Podfather does not like quarter or head coach and coordinator worship, but the reason why I like Will Levis anyway, I like Will Levis to begin with, but I was listening to a podcast today, and I'm going to paraphrase poorly Michael Lombardi when he said, he was told by a source in the league that if you want J.J. McCarthy to be able to pass the ball in year one, you're in trouble. So I take that for what it's worth. I was like, okay. The reason why I like Will Levis is the same reason why I like Jordan Love. Big athletic guy, big arm, and now he's in the Sean McVay by way of Kyle Shanahan, by way of Mike Shanahan offense, because his new head coach, Brian Callahan, who ran the offense that, you know, who was the backup in Cincinnati last year? Burrow went down, and then
Jake Browning.
It was Jake. And then Jake Browning played okay.
Yeah, he did.
That's what I'm saying. The Shanahan offense is so QB friendly. You add Calvin Ridley. Maybe you can get Chigakonkwo more involved. You still got DeAndre Hopkins. They're probably going to draft a tackle in the draft. I think they're setting the table for Will Levis. And here's the thing. He's a smart guy, not like as in like relations to the streets. You know, like he eats mayonnaise in his coffee and eats bananas unpeeled. I didn't say he's like book smart. Like he got a scholarship offer from every school in the Ivy League. Incredibly intelligent kid. I love the head coach. I love the offense I think he's going to be running. And I'm going to lean Levis. Unless J.J. McCarthy goes to Minnesota. So we've done quarterbacks. Maybe next week we'll get some of these with Nino. We're going to do running backs, but I want to be very fair to this running back class because it's booty cheeks. It's just not good. The running back class claps when it walks. But it wouldn't be fair to compare any of these guys to my RB1 and RB2 overall in a dynasty startup and Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson. Now, I'm crazy. I'm the outlier. I have Jahmyr Gibbs as my 101. I think you have the floor's Alvin Kamara, and I think the ceiling's Christian McCaffrey. I think Gibbs is special. Just special. So I'm not going to do any of these guys the disservice of comparing them to Bijan or Gibbs. Jerry, is that fair?
Yeah, because they shouldn't be.
Wait till we get to tight end. More on that to come. But Jordan Brooks or
Jonathan Brooks.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I say.
Jordan.
Yeah, that's his cousin. But Jonathan Brooks or Devon Achane?
The advice is Devon Achane, but like personally, Gerald Sinclair sitting here in front of a microphone talking to you, I would rather have Jonathan Brooks. Like if I was just relying on the two, I just think he's going to be built for it. But value wise, it's not close. It's Devon Achane. You, if you're a person like me, and you don't believe in Achane, and you don't believe that he's going to be able to stay healthy, and you don't believe the touchdowns are going to be repeatable, and you don't think those explosive plays are not going to get absolutely focused on by every defensive coordinator in that division, you're going to trade him and get Jonathan Brooks plus quite a bit, because there's a lot of people that probably have Achane as a top 10-ish running back in Dynasty.
Which is one of the craziest things.
But I understand why. I mean, he came in as a rookie and he was an absolute animal.
Well, you can't unsee the 58 point game. Yeah. You can't unsee it.
So like, that's what I mean. Like, I get it. I understand why you're doing it. I just don't know how reliable it is going to be going forward. So the answer is Achane, but.
No, the answer for me is Brooks. It's easily Brooks.
See, but I mean, he's coming off the injury too. We haven't seen where he's going to be. We don't know what it's going to be. And right now, the value for them is silly, goofy, crazy. So, I mean, like if I'm picking a person that I'm going to add to my team right now in a startup, boop, if they cost me the same and I got to pick, I'm going to take him. But I'm not keeping him. I'm not relying on him. That's just me. And this can backfire because the dude could be unbelievable and he could repeat it and it could be, you know, Jerry, you look stupid again. But.
And it was a 51 point game. And Achane had a 51 point. This is PPR 51.27, 21 and a half, missed a bunch of games due to injury, 25, 12, a 23, and then a 13. So pretty solid. This can go either way. I think the injury thing's always going to be a thing. He's not a big guy. He's a sprinter. I think Jonathan Brooks, when he gets healthy, will be an absolute steal. I think he'll be the running back we look back and been like, he was the rightful 108 in a Superflex tight end premium. I think that will be the conversation. All right, last one. Then we'll take a break and then come back and wrap this thing up. Trey Benson or Tajay Spears? Because you know Spears has got the role. He's splitting it with Tony Pollard. We don't know where Benson is. He's a better athlete. What are you thinking?
Benson. Not even close.
Yeah, I am too. I don't think.
I don't even like Tony Pollard. But Tony Pollard is better than Tajay Spears. Like, and I liked Tajay Spears. I liked the idea of him coming out last year and me getting a couple stashes of them and just hoping that it turned into something. I haven't seen anything that's set me on fire. Now I know Derrick Henry's there, and Derrick Henry is the absolute specimen of,
well, he's gone. He's in Baltimore.
Well, oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. So Spears didn't get tons of opportunity, and when he did, he was fine. I don't know. I just, nothing screams, I'm in the playoffs. I need to start a running back, and I'm going to plug Tajay Spears in there, and I'm going to feel good about it. And I don't know if that's the case with Trey Benson yet, but at least there's an opportunity to, because he could end up in a spot where he is the guy. And I just, like, I don't think Tennessee's going to score tons of points. Like, I just don't think that offense is awesome. We just talked about Will Levis and my thoughts on that, which maybe that's playing part of it too. I just, nothing screams like, it's clutch time, I'm plugging him in, even as a flex, and I'm going to feel good about it, because I'm guessing the other contender has a better flex than me. And I'll take the risk on Benson.
I would agree. I don't think he's the best running back prospect by any means, but I think he's a really good athlete. And that's the position where lean to the really, really good athlete. So we've got some wide receivers, big wide receiver class. We have a lot to talk about here. Let's talk about the Dynasty Deluxe.
This episode is brought to you by Player Profiler, the Dynasty Deluxe Package. The rankings are the best in the industry. It includes strategy mode where you can say, hey, change the rankings to be win now. Oh, change the rankings to be productive struggle. There's also a draft planner to help strategize where you should take players because the draft planner also includes ADP. There's a trade finder where we look up on My Fantasy League and we see trades that are done, including a particular player. Then there's a trade analyzer where you can plug in draft picks, players, and we assign a lifetime value to draft picks out 5 years. The best thing about our trade analyzer, it can't be gamed with volume. And there's mock draft data to see right now what's the market for player X versus player Y, including in the fall when very few mock drafts are happening. And our Dynasty Guide, the Dynasty Dominator, would cost you $10 on Amazon, but you get it for free with Dynasty Deluxe. And you get our Rookie Guide for free, a $25 value. So you get all of that for $45. So it's a great deal.
There you go. Let's get into these wide receivers, Jerry. And people say, you know, are the commercials necessary? You know, the live ones are on YouTube for sure, because that gives me like 1 minute and 1 second of a break. Like I ran into and the other room.
I can pick my nose. So
you can pick your nose. I went and got a fresh can of LaCroix. Well, this is Kirkland. This is
you did
Costco.
That during that break?
Yeah, I just walked over there. Side, so you know, and then I'm in the basement studio.
I just watched the Podfather. That's my
okay,
dog.
Well, I mean, I've seen the commercial.
That's CEO, man.
He is the CE bro. Love me some Podfather. Anyway, let's get into this. So I'm going to throw you a curveball because I gave you the show sheet beforehand, but that's okay. I won't make this.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. You never look at it. It's fine. So I didn't even remind you. I'm going to make this really difficult on you because this wide receiver class is way better than last year. Marvin Harrison. And because they're so close in the rankings, I got to do it. I got to call the audible. Marvin Harrison Jr. or Puka Nacua?
Well, yeah, that's a good one. I don't want to sit here and not talk, but I really do have to think about that. Okay. I think I just have to go Puka Nacua. I mean, he's got Matthew Stafford, who is the absolute Hall of Famer for producing elite-level wide receivers for Fantasy and Dynasty. He broke the rookie record, everybody knows. Marvin Harrison Jr. is an unbelievable prospect, but being a good prospect means diddly dick when it comes to fantasy points. And Puka Nacua scored them. And he is in the same situation. Nothing really has changed. If anything, that offense probably gained a lot of confidence because they looked really good in the playoffs. Yes, they lost to the Lions, but it was also the first time that a home game was in Detroit in 30 years. So tough to win, and they still almost did. I'm going to take Puka Nacua.
See, this is why we do this. I'm banking on the athlete. I'm banking on the pedigree.
But,
I'm going to lean.
What more can you ask? That's where I'm at. He literally broke the record and is in the same situation to repeat.
That's awesome
for me.
But what makes you think it's necessarily guaranteed to repeat?
I'm not saying it's going to be guaranteed to repeat, but if it's 1,200 yards,
okay. But what does this is Dynasty? What does his season look like? With a Cooper Kupp, let's say they both play 16 games, they both miss one for a concussion or a hangnail or whatever. I think Cooper Kupp's going to have more of an impact than people realize, and he can have a nice season. But I mean, and double
what's
this
a
down,
nice season?
You know, I mean, 1,200 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
Six like touchdowns.
If that's the floor we're talking about for a second year wide receiver.
Yeah, but I mean,
if Marvin Harrison Jr. pops off for 1,200 as a rookie, like, okay,
I mean, he could get Kyler. He could wind up with Kyler. You know, if someone trades up to four to get their quarterback, I don't think they would. But if Jim Harbaugh takes him with Justin Herbert, I mean, he's gonna get so much volume, equal volume to what Puka is gonna get. So, do I think he could get the same 160 targets? Yeah, I do. My fear is that if he winds up with like a team like New England, like they're like Jacoby Brissett's good for a year. We're going to go ahead and get Marvin Harrison Jr. and then add the quarterback in that could change it. But I love Puka.
That does change it.
I love Puka.
That does change it.
I love him. I love his story. I love everything about the Puka Nacua. But that's why I called this audible, because I knew it was going to be tough. That's the intent. I lean Marvin Harrison. I'm just going to lean with the athletic pedigree.
And value wise, it's Marvin Harrison Jr. too. But
well, let me hit you with an easier one, because I was going to go Jaxon Smith-Njigba or Marvin Harrison, but we went Jaxon Smith-Njigba or Malik Nabers. I think this one's a lot easier.
I mean, it's Malik Nabers.
I
believe in Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think he's a wonderful talent, and I think he's great. I don't think that offense is conducive to him being successful. DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett already secured in their roles, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba is just getting crumbs out of the hole in their pocket, and he's just trying to catch them as much as he can as before they hit the ground, and that's what his situation is going to be for at least the near future. And Malik Nabers potentially goes into a situation where that dude literally has the snacks already in his pocket and he doesn't need any crumbs. So just to keep a terrible metaphor going.
You were doing great. This is easily Malik Nabers. I obviously my love for Marvin Harrison, especially senior, but Marvin Harrison Jr. But the more I listen to the non-fantasy gamers talk about Malik Nabers, the more I'm intrigued. And I don't know if it's an LSU thing, but I think this is the guy that in 12 months we could have up there with the Jeffersons and the Chases and the Lambs. I mean, he is that good. This and he plays the game the way that I want my wide receivers to play the game. Could be an absolute animal. I'll be very curious to see where he goes. Now, like me, as someone who loves chaos, I would love for him to go 8th overall to the Falcons and just absolutely just crap all over the Pitts and the Drake London stands of the world. But that's a different conversation. That's a different show. Let's go Roma Dunze versus Rashee Rice. Now, obviously, Rashee Rice has the hiccup of the vehicular issues. Let's say he was clean. Let's say he was a clean prospect.
If he gets nothing, if absolutely, let's pretend his situation doesn't exist, and it's the same exact thing that we ended the season with, Roma Dunze, and it's not close for me. Love Patrick Mahomes. Trust him that he's going to help boost Rashee Rice. Roma Dunze is just a better wide receiver than he is.
And is there a landing spot you're looking at?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's bad landing spots where that would be wrong, but that's also because Rashee Rice is literally at the top of Everest landing spot. And so if Rome ends up in a bad one, I mean, we're talking a giant.
Looking at Tankathon, Roma Dunze currently mocked to go 9th to the Chicago Bears. I think that's a good spot.
I think it is, and I think it isn't.
For the rookie year, it's bad. For the career, it's for long term to be with Caleb.
That's true. Yeah, because how long is Keenan going to be there?
I mean, Keenan's 32. May be 1 year. 32 last year of his contract.
If Keenan gets hurt and misses the last 7 games of the season, we've probably seen the last of Keenan Allen.
Yeah,
and then DJ Moore, who's fine, but originally I thought that it wasn't a great spot, but it actually isn't bad.
All right, let's go to a guy that you graduated college with, walked across the stage at Michigan State with. Let's go Ladd McConkey or your classmate Jaden Reed.
Jaden Reed, I'm not even going to keep talking. I'm going to be honest, and maybe I am just not good at using my eyeballs. What has Ladd McConkey done that's just exceptional in a game? During the Underwear Olympics, you know, oh my God, Ladd McConkey's awesome.
He had 30 receptions for 478 yards and 2 touchdowns. Could have been some injuries in there.
In a whole season? Well, not a whole season. It was like 10 games or something, but...
Nine games. Averaged 50 yards a game? 50 yards a game, 1 touchdown every 5 games?
Oh, that screams I'm going to be better off than a guy that just had 10 touchdowns as a rookie. And like, no, Jaden Reed.
He has that that scrappy slot profile.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Listen.
Give me all the Jaden Reed. I'll just make this easy for you. Give me all of the Jaden Reed. You can just get a dump truck. You can get a
Ladd McConkey.
I'm not in on him. I'm really curious as to where he goes, because he's going to, I mean, he could skyrocket up boards for me if he lands in a great landing spot. But I mean, this is easily Jaden Reed. If we look back 12 months from now and Jaden Reed is the wide receiver one in that offense, because someone said Christian Watson, he's like Christian Watson is the next Chase Claypool. And I don't think he's the knuckleheaded Chase Claypool, but he could be the guy who had like the one good run and then you never get it back. I think we're going to look back in 12 months and we're going to say Jaden Reed, we were way too low going on Jaden Reed. And again, I also know people love Dontavian Wicks, and I know that they love Bo Melton, and then Watson's there. And then, so there's plenty of guys, and I understand why there would be some trepidation on Reed. I think Reed's him. This next one guy currently wearing purple, and so is the other, Brian Thomas Jr. of LSU, purple, and then, or Jordan Addison, Vikings, purple.
Here's where I'm having a problem. I have been pretty anti-Brian Thomas, as you are aware, but I really think Jordan Addison's situation is just not great. He is always, always going to be second and third fiddle to Justin Jefferson and to TJ Hockenson. I think Jordan Addison is a better wide receiver than Brian Thomas, but there is also a chance where he ends up in a very good situation. And if I am wrong in calling this man DJ Chark or Terrace Marshall or blah, 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 cue up which LSU wide receiver Lazy Jerry comps him to, then he does have a high ceiling.
I mean, that's totally wise,
I still think it's Jordan Addison, but I think I'm going to take Brian Thomas. And I've literally been saying how much I don't really want Brian Thomas, especially where people are taking him. But Jordan Addison there's too much going on there. And that scares the hell out of me. A, you've got TJ. B, you've got, well, A, you've got JJ. B, you've got TJ. C, you've got, I don't know who your quarterback's going to be. And if that quarterback is going to be good enough to help you out.
I saw the man do it with Josh Dobbs. I saw him have good – and I get fair. Justin Jefferson was out. But here's the thing. Their head coach and play caller
– that's a big butt there.
Kevin O'Connell, in the last three seasons, in passing yards, his team had the fifth most, the sixth most, and the fifth most.
Follow-up question real quick? What do you think Jordan Addison's ceiling is, like yardage and touchdown-wise? Because I would say like 1,100 and maybe 7, which is not bad.
I was thinking 1,150 and 6. So but like on 80, I mean. I'm thinking like Devonta Smith. I think
Devonta Smith's ceiling is higher than that. I mean, ceiling has been, but
not with Jalen Hurts runs the ball,
which is fair, which I get it. I think if Brian Thomas does end up hitting and is in a decent enough spot, I think he can outproduce that.
Oh,
why I picked that.
Brian Thomas is the same thing. I don't like Brian Thomas. I like Drake May. I don't like Brian Thomas. But Brian Thomas is in that same category as Drake May. If he hits, he's a Lamborghini. This thing's four wheels down and just rolling all over everything. And at his absolute worst, he is a 72 Pinto on fire on the side of the road. There is such a huge range of outcome. So I could get where like maybe a more conservative GM would like to have the Jordan Addison. And hey, the guy's going to be a solid mid to back end wide receiver two, maybe a high end wide receiver two. due to the volume of the offense and if they get a quarterback. But I get it. But in this case, just because I don't like Brian Thomas Jr., I'm leaning Jordan Addison. Two more to go. Two more. This goes back to John. John Hendricks been very active in the chat tonight. He big Xavier Worthy guy, and Xavier Worthy or Zay Flowers.
I think I'd probably just take Xavier Worthy, just because you just tweeted about something about wide receiver ones in Baltimore. I don't remember what it was. Or you retweeted?
I retweeted it. Yeah. And I'll see if I can find it while you talk.
And it was something along the lines of like they're all crap and they've never done anything. That's me absolutely paraphrasing it in the trashiest form that I know how to do. So that's just, I don't want to rely on any of them. I would rather swing for the fences with Worthy. If he hits, I got a Goonie. If he doesn't, Zay Flowers already isn't setting the world on fire. And I don't think he's gonna.
It was Ryan McDowell. You know, he always comes on during the off season, so he's due. Jerry, write that down. Get Ryan McDowell on the show. We'll see if we can get Ryan on the show after.
You're the one that's friends with him.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to book him. But anyway, we'll work on getting Ryan. Ryan McDowell of DLF, and just he's Ryan friggin' McDowell. Love that guy. The Baltimore Ravens still haven't produced a fantasy football wide receiver one in Lamar Jackson's lifetime. I don't think he means like in the lifetime, because I remember the Anquan Boldin wide receiver one season. I think Steve Smith late in his career would have been close. There's been wide receiver ones there while Lamar Jackson has been on this earth. I don't think while Lamar Jackson was under center, there's ever been one. That's where Ryan's going, and that's why you're fading Zay.
Yeah, and I think Zay Flowers is a better wide receiver than Worthy. I don't think it's close, honestly. But just the situation that you're in, what do you want me to do?
How bad of a landing spot would Worthy have to get for you to take Zay Flowers? Like New Dallas, England. New England? Okay. Yep. So top of the second, New England goes
the third like, rookie quarterback, and then
JJ McCarthy and Xavier Worthy.
Yeah. Nope. I'm good. I'll take Zay Flowers in that situation.
Feels great. Yeah, I'm going Worthy too. The lazy comp that I don't like is the John Ross comp. I mean, you watch this guy move. This guy is a good route. To me, he reminds me, because he's also very slight, he reminds me of a faster, which is bold considering that Devonta Smith won.
T. Hilton, T.Y. Hilton right now?
No, a faster T.Y. Hilton, because Devonta Smith, T.Y. Hilton, they're all that like 5'11", 6 foot, 165, 175 pounds, super slight guy. And I could see that. Like Xavier Worthy with Josh Allen to the moon.
Well,
Xavier Worthy with like Bryce Young.
Intriguing. But yes, it doesn't tighten the pants. I'll give you that.
I'm going to run down to the store and get a bottle of me. All right, last one. We're going to go out kind of spicy. We're going to go tight ends, because this is also not a good tight end class, just like this is not a good, you know, running back class. And I'm going to do Brock Bowers the same courtesy that I did Jonathan Brooks and Trey Benson. I'm not going to ask you to compare him to Sam Laporta, because Sam Laporta is some people's tight end one overall in a startup, and I'm totally on board with that. So I don't think it would be fair, as even as touted as Brock Bowers has been, to compare him to Laporta. So let's go down this road. Let's go Brock Bowers or Dalton Kincaid.
It's interesting.
Because obviously the hype's on Kincaid right now, with being arguably the number one target for Josh Allen currently also, as we speak.
Also, Brock Bowers just came into the SEC as a true freshman, national championship team, and just dropping bombs on people. But also, tight ends are so crazy, because if they don't end up in a good situation, even if they're an unbelievable talent, they're irrelevant. Like, hi, Kyle Pitts. How are you doing? Like, Kyle Pitts is the best fantasy tight end prospect we've had in a very long time. And he has absolutely pissed off everybody in the world. The question is what is Buffalo going to do with their other pass catchers? Are they going to set the world on fire? I don't think they are, which means Dalton Kincaid is absolutely going to have a huge role, but also Brock Bowers could go into a good situation, and he was exponentially more productive in the SEC and in the college football playoff and in the national championship against a lot of NFL talent, caliber talented people. So, I have just been talking to myself and trying to convince myself one way or another.
You're like workshopping yes. This. You're just like workshopping it like as it, you go. Just,
you shoved all in and the flush draw hit, but I don't know if you've got it or not. And I'm trying to talk myself into you bluffing or not. Dalton Kincaid, he's got Josh Allen, and if there's gonna be a tiebreaker, Randall, Mr. Young, we're gonna say it's Josh Allen. Because you know who's not going to end up with Josh Allen? Brock Bowers. So I'll take Dalton Kincaid. And
Brock Bowers currently mocked to go 10th overall. Brock Bowers currently mocked to go 10th overall to the New York football Jets.
Oh, yeah, Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, Dalton Kincaid, easy.
Which, year one, it might be great. Rodgers might hit him up, but
I'm looking at a spot where Brock Bowers could go to – because right now I'm on Kincaid as well. And I'm looking at the teams. I don't think that the Chargers are going to do that unless he wants to play left tackle because we went Harbaugh. The New York Giants is interesting.
Brock Bowers is worth more than Dalton Kincaid right now? I would say he probably is, right?
The way that he's been hyped to the ceiling, for sure. For sure, 100%. So I think that's one. The Giants, if they decide to roll with Daniel Jones for another year, that would be interesting. You know, with my boy Will Levis in Tennessee, it's a possibility.
Throw him to the trash if he does.
I don't like the Jets. Obviously not Minnesota. What about Denver in a Sean Payton offense? Does that tickle your taint?
It depends who the quarterback is. But, it's possible. Yeah.
I've seen if it's Sean Payton, if it's JJ.
Oh, no, it can't be. It can't be because they're
right. Okay. So I'll give you a scenario. See if this tickles your tank. They're going to go Brock Bowers in the first, mm-hmm. and they're going to trade back into the second or maybe late first and get Bo Nix.
The reason I said JJ is because I know JJ loves tight ends. I don't know enough about Bo Nix distributing.
I know enough about Bo Nix being a quote unquote system quarterback. And yeah. Sean Payton being a system coach. And I saw what Jimmy Graham did in this offense. I saw what Taysom Hill was able to do in this offense. And obviously he's a one-off. Wouldn't go to the Raiders. I could see him in the Saints. I've seen him mock to the Colts. I don't think he will last.
Really love any of that.
What if he tumbles down the draft board and goes 19th overall to the Rams? As a replacement for the knee-destroyed Tyler Higbee, then that's a wrinkle.
Yeah. But to use a cliche, there's a lot of mouths to feed in L.A., so who knows if he gets the opportunity.
But I don't think
he plummets that far. We have secured Dalton Kincaid.
I heard Dalton Kincaid is the answer. That is correct. Don't be surprised if he tumbles down the draft board. Him not testing athletically is really going to impact his draft stock. That's a red flag for NFL teams.
Dude had great production in the elitist elite conference. And if you need a tight end, and you have seen what Sam Laporta and TJ Hockenson, and I'm just naming Lions, former Lions tight ends. But, we've seen tight ends be good, come out, be good. If that's the position you want and you believe in, bro, then they're going to do it.
The NFL draft is so fun. That's why we do this podcast.
It's true.
It was a good show. I like the topic. I'm glad we did it. And I want to give a special shout out at the end to Brittany. Brittany works in the graphics department at Player Profiler. And just due to the fact that I've been super busy, I forgot to ask on Friday for a thumbnail. If you're watching on YouTube, the thumbnail of Jaden Daniels and Anthony Richardson, that was done by Brittany. And she did it like literally in 30 minutes. Such a good business partner and friend. So I just want to give her a shout out from the Player Profiler graphics team. Just definitely appreciate it. Thank you for making my procrastination not show, but I'll tell on myself, Jerry. So next week we'll get Nino on here. We'll talk more about rookies. We'll get a little bit more in depth with Nino. Love Nino. A very good follow on social media. And and the plumber wants us to give a shout out to Jenna. That's Jerry's sister. Of course, that's a callback to earlier in the show. But man, let's get this one out of here. We'll come back. We'll do another one next week. You may or may not be here. New trainee at work. You could be just me and Nino.
Yeah, which will be better for everybody that's listening. It'll suck for me because I'll miss you guys. But
you know, when Jerry and I hang out in this podcast, we yap worse than six barbers. But that's, you know, true. When Nino comes on, I like to sit back and I like to listen. Nino is so dialed into this rookie.
Like six barbers, so that's
But that's perfect though. He's the guest. We want him to because the people that listen to the Dynasty Warzone via Player Profiler, you know what you get from us. And I love putting Nino on the show. He's a good dude, and this audience has not had enough exposure to him. So be sure to tune in next week. Again, we mentioned the Patreon, patreon.com/DynastyWarzone, Dynasty Deluxe, Underdog. And if all that's not in the realm of possibilities, just leave a review. Go to YouTube, leave a comment, leave a thumbs up. It's been great. The chat has absolutely been hundreds, like literally hundreds of messages. We get to them when we can. Again, we have a lot of great sponsors. We have a Patreon, but if you can't do that, just rate and review the show. Go to YouTube, subscribe. All of that helps a ton. But on behalf of that handsome fella over there in Iowa, that is Jerry Sinclair. You can follow him at Jerry Sin DWZ. You can follow me at DWZ Memphis. And as we like to say here at the Dynasty Warzone, we're just trying to make the world a better place for fantasy football. We'll see you next week with Nino.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us, and take Player Profiler to the moon. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord. When we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the fucking difference between winning and losing!
We won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak.